Well, good morning. It is 9:33 a.m. on Thursday, January the 2nd, 2025. We're in a mostly cloudy morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It is chilly, 26, 28 degrees. It's not as cold as yesterday. I'll give it that much. I've already visited with Roger today. I've got laundry that needs doing. I've got groceries that need getting. I need to take the kid to an appointment around noon. I will do the grocery shopping at the same time while waiting for that appointment to spool down. Still reading Dax Murray, almost at the end. It's an interesting story. I could like it a lot more if I didn't feel like the characters were being intentionally obtuse. Now, maybe it's just because I'm not fully invested in the universe. I don't really understand why what is, to me, obvious is to them completely and 100% opaque. It could just be that I'm bringing my outside expertise on the various kinds of magic mechanics to this world where magic is allegedly locked away. Not unheard of, but extremely limited. But it's such a common, idea. It's clearly obvious what's going on. And yet, only one character, only the king, and a couple of collaborators know. It's just, it's hard for me to put that aside. It's not the guardrails are not tall enough. The case for this being an obscure practice, unheard of, unthinkable, when in fact it's not different at all. It's not even terribly strange. I'm like, ah, really? But the world building is, other than that, the world building is pretty good. I like the characters. I like the writing. It's very good. It's engaging. Except for that one little thing, which is going to probably prevent me from going on to book two in this series. I guess a lot will depend on how this volume ends up. I'm at like 86, 87%. I'm teetering on the edge. If this doesn't get resolved by the end of this book, if it gets carried forward to the next book, or I get cliffhangered at the end, I'm probably not going to go on. I'm probably not going to go on anyway, regardless, just because I've got so many samples that I want to get into. I got so many books that look really interesting. And this one, not flawed per se, but I have a really low threshold for smart characters not doing smart things. These aren't really doing dumb things. It's just really, really. So yeah, it's a good book if you like dark fiction, if you like a lot of political intrigue with your fantasy, which frankly I do like a lot. That Swords and Soil might be good for you. It's one of the very few books, I will have to give it this credit, I will have to give it this much of a yeah, this is really well written. It's in first person. Not first person, it's in present tense. And I really don't like present tense. I really can't handle present tense. I was at 65% of the way through the book before I realized it was in present tense. And I don't have any idea why. The first chapter just drew me in and kept me reading. I went all the way through the sample and thought, yeah, I want to find out more about this. This is pretty cool. And so part of my disappointment in it is that it didn't really live up to my hopes for it, which is not necessarily a problem with the book as much as it is a problem with me. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. X4 continues to eat my mind. I had to back up again. There is one quest line that has a bug step that makes it impossible to progress beyond that one bug. I've looked up, researched, Reddited, all that, and the general consensus is, yeah, it's bugged. I don't know if there's any way around it. I really don't know if there's anything following it in the quest chain. It's part of the research program, and it's the casino, which is the step that comes after, what is it, the gambling den or whatever it is. And so you can research casinos, but you have to go around and visit different places and see how they do entertainment. And the problem is that one of the places you have to go is impossible to get to with the tools that you're given. So you can't fly a ship there, And it's moving too quickly for you to do it in your spacesuit. And there's no way to anchor yourself to the object so that you go along with it, so that you can deal with it. So it's impossible. It's a bug. And I think that I've backed up far enough so that I'm before I even started this research. So the bugged portion of it is not there, but whether or not it rebugs when I open it up again, that'll be the question. And if it rebugs, I'm going to be kind of peeved. I don't know. I don't even know if there is anything that comes after it. I don't know how peeved I should be. At any rate, in doing that, I lost a very lucrative alternate quest line. Because the normal mission lines are pretty much randomly generated. Within certain parameters, they occur, but it's not guaranteed that if you go to the place where you got it the last time, there's no guarantee that A, one will be there at all, and B, if there is one, it's the same one. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. A lot of it has to do with whereabouts you are in the universe at the time. It's all very random. And I like that. It's like you don't get to always go to the same place and find the same rocks with the same jewels, with the same weapons, with the same, it's all procedurally generated, and where the triggers fall is not exactly intuitively obvious to the casual observer. Oh, coming up on it. Yeah, ready? Say it with me. Monk post. So it's still fun. I'm still on the same playthrough. My knee-jerk restart, see if I can do a better start mindset has settled into this playthrough for whatever it's worth, whatever amount of time it goes. I'm really sort of still in the early mid-game. Don't have a lot of industry developed. I'm still only earning 2 or 3 million credits an hour. And I should be able to do that. And I should be getting into the 10 or 15 million credits based on some of the readings I've had and the length of time I have been playing. I'm at around 13 days worth of playing. Which is still early, particularly given that I am a long, first time player. I haven't played the previous iterations. I didn't play X3, I didn't play X2. A lot of the mechanics are translations from the earlier games, so people who were able to do those just sort of stepped in. I still suck at ship-to-ship combat unless I have a completely overwhelming force. I'm having a hard time getting my escort ships to actually escort. So I have a freighter with a gunship X escort to keep it safe from pirates. But when the pirates attack, the escort is two systems behind and just seems willing to wait for the ship to come back before it fires up again. And it's like, what the hell is going on? So I'm still dealing with that. I'm still dealing with the permanent NPC enemies, the Xenon and the Ka'ak. But it's still fun. Even restarting, even going back and losing what amounted to 2 days worth of gameplay. I want to start that research again, but do it when I'm in a different place to see if I can keep it from bugging out on me again. Let's see. If it bugs again, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like, just write that one off, I guess. Go visit the casino and see if I can steal a blueprint. See if that will reset the quest. Reset the mission. I gotta get better shooting. Crow. Beautiful morning, though. My fingers are cold. I still got my gloves on. Almost back to the park. House on the corner is for sale. That's unusual. I have not seen a lot of houses for sale. The street behind my house, 41st Ave. For a while, of the ten dozen houses back there, at any given point in time, three of them were for sale. I haven't seen, I think there's currently one. I'm really peeved that the house on the corner that had the wonderful garden sold to this guy who's a motorhead. Good morning. There's a tribe.
Yeah.
Woman with three large dogs. And the lot is now oil stained. There's pieces and parts everywhere. I used to think my yard was kind of shabby, but compared to that, it's a garden. So I'm kind of sad that I suspect the irises are still there. I suspect a lot of the flowers are still there. I know at least one of the trees got dug up. But it's not getting the same level of TLC and watering and the rest of the care that it was getting before. I don't know what happened. Estate sale, probably. One or the other of the two elderly people who lived there probably passed away. Prickly white poppy is looking very winter burned. The willows are bare limbed and yellow, almost bleached. Still a lot of little tiny crab apples on this tree. I don't know exactly why the birds aren't eating them, but perhaps it's because there's enough forage around still. Oh, is that a goose? It was a goose. Several goose. I get getting just glimpses of them through the trees. They're out there, but hard to spot. Oh, here we go. All right. I'm back. I have ink all over my fingers. I had a pen leak on me. I messed up a fill and then had the pen, one of the pens that I filled, leaked all over my fingers this morning when I uncapped it. There's a bee going overhead. Quite nice. Anyway, I did it. It's the back gate. And tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.